Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Joining us now, as he does each week at this time, is Tom Lydon, the editor of ETF Trends. And ETFTrends.com, it's not just a site that says, oh, well, here's Tom Lydon's picks on ETFs. It's everything you want to know about ETFs. Soup to nuts. It's a great site. Again, ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, at ETFTrends. Tom is on Twitter, personally, at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
the iShares Currency Hedged Global X U.S. Dollar High Yield Bond ETF. Ticker HHYX.
HHYX. The iShares... currency hedged global X US dollar, X meaning excluding US dollar, high yield bond ETF. It's quite a mouthful, and it has more than a few questions that you get just from knowing what it is, right? Currency hedged global high yield excluding US dollars. So we need to at least know why global and not US, why currency hedged, and why high yield bonds right now.
Let's start at the beginning. First of all, in the current interest rate environment, what we're seeing or anticipating that the Fed is poised to hike interest rates. What that will do is it will create a stronger dollar compared to foreign currencies, especially in developed markets. And we've already seen a strong dollar so far in the last year compared to other foreign currencies. So that's one thing. And what that does is puts a little bit of threat on treasuries for sure, but also there are times when rising interest rates don't positively affect corporate bonds here in the U.S. So we as advisors are aware of that as far as fixed income allocations. Now, you go overseas, we're kind of in a different situation where quantitative easing is in full bore, especially as we talk about Japan and European countries and the EU and everything that's going on there. We may be in a similar situation in Europe to what happened in the U.S. after the financial crisis in 08 and 09. During that period of time, quantitative easing kicked in, made the value of the bonds increase while yields declined. Okay, that's kind of the scenario that we're painting right now. Mm-hmm. However, the issue is the bonds that you could make money in overseas in the right regulatory or monetary easing environment, the translation back to the U.S. dollar, and it gets a little bit complicated, the currency effect could actually not work in your favor. So what iShares has done in the strategy is said, hey, if you're looking to get into bonds overseas where the yields are halfway decent, that's great. However, if it's within that local currency, that may be working against you as the dollar gets stronger. So that's what the currency hedge is all about. Bit of a mouthful here.
It also raises a couple of other questions for me. Right? So we're talking about high-yield bonds, global high-yield bonds. So we have to decide, where is this money coming from? Is this just a slice of a high-yield bond allocation? Or is this, hey, with what's been going on in the market and what you see happening with interest rates, are we perhaps increasing our allocation to high yield bonds by moving money that's in some other asset class into this fund?
Chuck, you and I have been at this for a long time. And I think asset allocation, for all intents and purposes, if you stick to it, it works. However, we are probably in the midst of a pivotal move regarding income and income allocation, where we're seeing the beginning of maybe a long-term trend in rising interest rates and what that does to your U.S. fixed income allocation, number one. Number two, overseas, you probably have the ability to not only make a decent yield, but also have some appreciation in your fixed income allocation. But the tools available 10 years ago or 20 years ago, the last time the scenario was in place, weren't readily available the way they are today with ETFs. So my feeling is, even if you're a fixed income allocator, that's fine. However, most people just don't have international fixed income in their portfolio. So if you look at your fixed income allocation and you don't have, let's say you're 40% fixed income, some global allocation, this is something to think about. So I'm just going to take it like this and say, if 40% of your allocation is in fixed income, you should put at least 20% of that, or 8% of your overall portfolio, into something like this.
Is this a 200-day moving average play? Is there something in place that's going to let you say, hey, if rates change, if the currency picture changes, I'm out?
Well, first of all, this ETF is so new, it doesn't have 200 days to be able to put a 200-day average on. And number two, I think it's one of those things that you're going to have some ebbs and flows. I would say a three-year hold on this position is probably going to prove out pretty well for your portfolio, because dollar's going to continue to be stronger, foreign currency is going to be weaker, and both of those sides are working against each other.
It's planning to hold this for 3 years, and you'll revisit that in time, or as we get that 200-day moving average, which again will take a couple of months, well, if it happens to wind up below it, you'd wind up trading out.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not trying to make traders out of people who aren't traders, but if you don't have foreign fixed income in your portfolio, this is something to think about.
It's the iShares Currency Hedged Global ex-US Dollar High Yield Bond ETF. The ticker symbol HHYX, as Tom pointed out, a fairly new fund, but it's also the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Of course, Tom is editor of ETF Trends, and if you want more information, you can go to ETFTrends.com. You can follow ETF Trends on Twitter at ETF Trends. And you can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. Look forward to doing this again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, it's ETFTrends.com for more information. All right, we're off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life, but a great start means there's lots more to come. And the big interview is next as Money Life rolls on right after these messages.